Joining us in studio right now, familiar face for those that have been out to the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team experiences, Rob Van de Zand. And Rob, I know we're looking ahead to August already, but this comes up very quickly, right?
Oh, it comes up real fast. We've been planning on this. Last year the team was supposed to be here, but as everybody knows, it affected everything with COVID. We had to cancel it. And so we postponed it to this year, and it is bigger and better than any of the other times that the team has been here.
For people who are not familiar with the event, give folks a little snapshot of what they can expect to see on game day.
On game day, we just kind of a little backstory, Marty. We were the Wounded Warrior Amputee softball team, but a couple of years we decided to rebrand. And so now we're the USA Patriots. We're an all-veteran, all amputee softball team, and we play against all able-bodied teams to inspire and show people that you can do anything that you want in life. We show kids that they can do anything, that life without a limb is limitless. During our event, which is Saturday, August 14th, we got a huge day planned. We're starting the day out with a 50-mile motorcycle ride starting at Open Road Harley-Davidson, and it's going to finish at the Radisson. That's where the team and the kids are staying. And then we're going to have a parade from the Radisson and the old Holiday Inn here in town all the way to the Doc Spider Stadium, Herb Akerfield. That's going to be about 11:30. So we hope people will line the streets all the way, especially down Division, and cheer on the team and all the people that are there to as we get prepared to play. And then around 1:30, we're going to have our first game. And that game is going to be the USA Patriots. And in the past, the team has played fire and police department, first responder teams here in town. This year, we want to do a little something different, especially with today's society. We want to remember those families that have lost individuals from the military, fire, police, Department of Corrections, in the line of duty, but also those who have died from service-connected PTSD suicide. We feel it's very important that these families are remembered in a special way, that they're not forgotten. It's going to be a fun game. We're going to want to win and all that, but it's a day to remember these family members. When that game is done, we're going to have a short ceremony honoring these families, not just that played, but also those that are in the stands that couldn't participate. Second game, Marty, this is something that is truly, truly special for the city of Fond du Lac and the state of Wisconsin. All the funds we raise during our events throughout the United States goes towards our kids' camp. And this is the eighth year for the kids' camp, and Fond du Lac was chosen this year to host the kids' camp, where we bring in 20 kids that are have amputations or limb deformities, and it's a week-long event. We mentor them. We teach them that life without a limb is limitless, that they can do anything that they put their mind to. So our second game is going to be the kids are divided into two teams. They play in a softball game and show people that what they've learned over the past week, and that shows everybody, we all, as we get older, we get back pain, we get leg pain, but these kids are out there, they're 8 to 12 years old, that they might have missing both legs, they might be missing an arm. It's something that these families and these kids will always remember.
We've had a chance to be a part of your first two events. Yeah. The thing that I was impressed with was the passion that the team plays with, and the level of talent that is on that team is unbelievable.
This is my fourth year on the team. We have not all lost our limbs in combat, but we're all vets. We're all amputees. Our motto is service beyond the uniform. We all wore a military uniform, doesn't matter what branch of the military it was, but now we're wearing a new uniform, and that's a softball uniform. I could talk in front of 10, 20,000 people about this team and this event, because it's so passionate for me. I work for the Department of Corrections. I was asked to write an article that's going out to over 10,000 people that work for the Department of Corrections for the state of Wisconsin. And we hope a lot of them that if they can show up on August 14th and support.
You talk about that. The proceeds from the event obviously go for the kids' camp.
Yes.
I know you've mentioned the businesses in and around the Fond du Lac area have always stepped up to the plate. This event, again, one of those things where you're looking for additional sponsors. If somebody is listening, wants to get involved monetarily or otherwise, best way to do that?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why their kids' camp was chosen for to come to Fond du Lac is because how Fond du Lac businesses have supported the USA Patriots. 3 years ago, we raised almost $20,000 when we played the Fire and the Police. If you want to donate, whether it's monetarily or if we're having bucket raffles during that day, you can email us at usapatriotsfdl.com or you can check on our Facebook page, USA Patriots FDL, and send us a message because it's what we're looking for. We're well over halfway to our what we raised 3 years ago, and I want to blow that $20,000 out of the water because it costs, our kids' camp costs roughly $150,000 a year to host because these kids with a guardian come in at no cost. We fly them in, we lodge them, food, entertainment for the whole week, and something that these kids will always remember. And I hope City of Fond du Lac, State of Wisconsin, steps up and shows these kids and these families what Wisconsin and the City of Fond du Lac is all about.
USA Patriots softball coming to town August 8th through the 14th, and the games being held August 14th at Hare Baker Field. And Rob, should be a great day.
Oh, awesome. The stadium holds 2,500. It's a let me express this. It's a free event. We're asking for a free will donation at the door, but there's going to be 50-50 raffles, bucket raffles. 3 years ago, we had about 100 bucket raffles, and we're going to have at least that, if not more. There's concessions that are there that Doc Spiders are providing. We hope we have standing room only on that day. Don't be afraid to come out and have to stand there. Seeing standing room only would be amazing. And we hope everybody can come out August 14th to Herb Baker Field, Doc Spiders Stadium, to support the USA Patriots and our kids.
USA Patriots softball and team member and one of the igniters behind it, Rob Van de Zandt. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, Marty. Great to be here.